You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, coming to us from Bangkok is Gary Dale Carley, Managing Director of Advanced International Networks Limited, who operates business-to-business network for logistics companies and puts on specialty events for the international independent freight forwarding and logistics industry. Gary Dale, certainly a privilege to have you part of Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you very much, Eric. It's good to talk to you.
It certainly is. So, first of all, could you tell us about Advanced International Networks Limited and what you actually do and who is your market?
Okay, I can do that. Advanced International Networks is that's kind of my baby. It was formed up in 2003, and it's steadily grown since the very beginning. And at the moment right now, we have operations in four different countries. I'm based here in Thailand, in Bangkok. We have a small operation in China, which is run by a lady named Cassie Tang. We're in South Africa as of February this year with a gentleman named Martin Schultz, and we're also opening up in Cebu in the Philippines pretty soon. What we are is we're logistics networks for freight companies, basically freight professionals around the world, especially independent companies. They need a little bit of help in dealing with competition, such as, the big massive companies like DHL, FedEx, Kuhne, Nagel, Schenker, and such. To give you a good example of where we're coming from, let's say that you happen to be sitting in Brazil. And let's say that you have a freight forwarding company and you ship things around the world to and from. You have a customer who comes in and he wants to bring something in from Germany. And you don't have an office in Germany, so you need to have a partner there. Now, there's a couple of ways that you can do that. You can go round to Germany, fly over there, look up a partner, meet him, go and see his operation and everything, and then sign a contract with him directly. Or you can join a network. Now, if you do that with Germany flying over there, then you would have to do that when it comes to Japan. You'd have to do that when it comes to Canada. You'd have to do that when it comes to Australia. But if you join a network, you have all those agents in one place. So they're all dealing together. And what we do with the network is one of the main things that we do is we vet the members coming. We check them about basically four different areas. We check if they're financially okay. And that's a very important thing for forwarders around the world to know. Where they're operationally okay, which means that if you give them business to do, they're going to do it correctly in a professional manner. We check their communication. There's two parts of communications when you're talking about international. One of them is ability, because a lot of countries in the world, as we all know, don't have English as their native language. So companies in those countries who are dealing in international trade, especially freight forwarding, shipping, and such like this, need to have a fairly high level of English ability. So we look at that a little bit. And then there's also the follow-up, because nowadays if you send them an email or you try to catch them by Skype or something, you need to have quick follow-up in the freight business. And then the last area that we looked at is sales. And there's two different parts of sales. There's integrity, meaning that if they give a quote for you, that they're going to keep that quote, and that's what you're going to be billed as. And then there's the other part, which is sales leads, because a lot of times you might have a prospect in your country, but the decision's actually made in another part of the world. And so you'll need an agent, a partner over there to help you follow up with that. We have in our group three different networks with different focuses on each one. The oldest one is quite well known in the market. It's a group called Air Ocean Network. Air Ocean Network, we have a gentleman who represents us here. He's from Cornwall in the UK. His name is Matt O'Hagan. It's kind of our flagship group, or has been our flagship group, and it's focused on commercial cargo. Commercial cargo is the general cargo that you have in regular ocean freight containers, regular air freight, and overland and the such like that. This group was founded in 2003, and it's now our biggest group. Our second group is called XL Projects, and XL Projects was started in October of 2012, and we have another young Englishman who represents that. His name is Stephen Cross, a fine young man. What we do there is we have a group of people who are only specialists in international project forwarding or break bulk chartering. And that's the kind of cargo, what we're talking about here is the kind of cargo that's way too big to go in regular sea freight containers. If it goes by air, you'd have to charter the whole airplane. The industries that touch on that are like oil and gas, energy, heavy engineering, shipping boats and yachts and things like that, military shipments and such. That's pretty much what we do in our market.
Tell us, what makes you personally qualified to be a leader in this field?
Okay. Well, I wish I could say it was growing up in Arkansas or my short stint in the Navy, but it isn't. I basically got in after the Navy. I've been in the logistics industry for 26 years now. I worked for one of the largest Japanese freight forwarders in Los Angeles, and I moved to Korea and worked for a shipping line and also COTRA there. And then I went to Vietnam and worked for what was the world's largest freight forwarder at the time, a company called Danzas. It had 48,000 employees. I was in sales for them in Saigon, which many people know as Ho Chi Minh City. And then I was a branch manager in Hanoi. And then in 1996, I opened my own freight forwarder company. We had a lot of achievements there. First of all, we were the first very 100% foreign-owned freight forwarding company in all of Vietnam. That was groundbreaking back then. And then we had, at our height, three offices. We had Hanoi, Saigon, and Vung Tau. And we won two of the three onshore packages for the largest project in Vietnam's history. I had four divisions with that company. We had a commercial division, a projects division, a perishables division, and a removals division. Our removals division, it was the very first one in Vietnam that was an independent member of the HHGFAA, which was Household Goods Forwarding of America Association, and later became the franchise for Allied Pickfords, which is a very, very large company in the field. You know them in America as Allied Van Lines. I was a director advisor at WWPC, which was a projects group, and also on the Ocean Freight Committee for the International Freight Association, and was on a board of advisors for the Global Project Logistics Group. I also was a founder, a 50% owner and founder of the Global Project Logistics Network, which at the point that I that was the largest one in the world of its kind. Was very active in logistics, networking, and such. Oh, and on an informal basis, also when I was in Saigon, I used to run a monthly meetup get-together of all the freight companies there.
I bet that there was not one day in your life that's been boring. Am I right?
No, I might plead the fifth on that.
It's very impressive. I must say, very impressive background in this field. Now, you have a successful industry-related blog called XWorks, who people are seeming to find you on. Can you tell us how you came about writing this blog and what are the topics that you cover on that briefly?
Well, it's kind of, that's kind of an interesting thing. That got started, actually, having to do with our own members. You know, we have about 400 member offices, about 300 different companies, probably in 70 or 80 different countries. I need to take a look at that. We send them weekly updates of what's going on in the group, but we needed something to kind of tie them all together. And, you know, when I was at GPLN, I used to write a regular column in there, the newsletter. So we had some targets with this, when we decided to write this blog, we needed we already had network-specific news. And so what we did, basically, is I came up with a way to kind of, like, give hints to tell, you know, basically how you should network, how the networking should go, how to find the right partners, how to prepare for the network meetings, follow-up tips, things about the tools that you'll need, everything from your business card to presentations. It was all about strategy and tactics, and we've been trying to be as helpful as we could with this. And the weird thing about it, it's kind of odd, because most of the comments that I get about this blog are from people who are not even in our group. It seems like my biggest readership is not even my customers, my clientele, but other people on the outside. So that's been kind of flattering.
Today we're joined by Gary Dale Carley, Managing Director of Advanced International Networks Limited, who operates business-to-business networks for logistics companies all over the world, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Gary Dale, I understand you recently launched a new specialty logistics network. Tell us a little bit about that, if you would.
You're talking about all-in-one network, and that's a really good topic. We have a young gentleman named Steve Wagstaff, another English. It seems like I've got a house full of English people here in Bangkok, but we've got that gentleman's running that, and if anybody out there ever wants to know more about it, he's really happy to tell them about it. But I'll give an overview of where we are right now. It basically came from two different ideas that were very similar. Mine, that I'd had for a while, and then my colleague Dan Bateman, who kind of runs the operations here, he had a great idea about rolling some of our groups in together into a new group, and then I had the idea of starting a new group separately. But it kind of made more sense to go Dan's way, and so we did that. And I also credit Dan with the name, because we were kicking around a name, and I came up with one or two, and he came up with that one, but it just sort of fit. The reason why we came up with All-in-One Network is because freight people, especially these independent guys, and they all tend to, not all of them, but several of them tend to have a few specialties, not just one kind of specialty. And they have business from different people, like, you know, some companies, they want different kind of services and not just one service from them. So we have, in this network, we have specialty areas, and we basically have five main areas that you could join, that you could sign up for. We call them sort of divisions. One of them is the commercial cargo I was talking about. That's the regular normal cargo. And the project cargo, which I spoke about earlier, too, which is the large oversized stuff. But in this group, we've also added perishables cargo. And perishables is the kind of cargo that needs climate control, it needs temperature control. It can be foodstuffs, pharmaceuticals, all that kind of stuff. Then there's removals, which is your personal effects, household goods. And then exhibition cargo, which speaks for itself. That's basically show freight for concerts or for exhibitions or for art travel and transportation and such like this. This group is really good because there's several benefits. Like, for instance, you have to travel only once to cover these main areas. You don't have to travel to a lot of different meetings a year. You can meet all these specialties under one roof when we meet. And we have one-on-one meetings with exactly who you want to meet, because let's say that you're doing commercial cargo and you're doing exhibition cargo. You go there and there'll be people who are doing commercial cargo and exhibition cargo. Conversely, if you're doing removals, you'll find people there who are doing that. And we also have financial protection for them. So if you buy financial protection for one division, it's covered for all the divisions. By the way, we have financial protection on our other groups, too. The idea is simply brilliant for this new group, the all-in-one network, and it will set the networking world on fire. At least we hope so.
I hear you. Lastly, what is your Supercargo Pros division? What services do you offer there, and how does it fit into your overall business?
Okay, well, there's a need for Supercargo Pros. So Supercargo Pros is basically events, and the reason why there's a need for that is because you will have many companies who would like to have FaceTime with other companies who are not members of the networks they're already belonging to. Then there's many companies who want to focus on a geographical area because that's either their natural focus or that is an area they like to build up. When I mean that, I mean like Southeast Asia or Latin America or such like this. Then we've had companies who are in several groups already. They would like to come and meet more companies, but they don't want to join the groups. Why would coming to Supercargo Pros be good? Well, it's a cost-effective way to do international sales. It's very good exposure to other international players in the freight forwarding world, and it gives an opportunity for people to focus on the geographical regions, like I was saying. We have basically two kinds of meetings under Supercargo Pros. We have the normal Supercargo Pros meeting, which is commercial cargo, and then we have the Project Cargo Nexus, which is project cargo. At the Project Cargo Nexus, you'll meet basically only project cargo specialists. They generally have similar dates, but I think in the future, Project Cargo Nexus will have its own dates. Now, the way the format is the meeting goes over 2 days. In the first day, half day, you'll get presentations from different sponsors or members and such, and then for a day and a half, you'll have one-on-one presentations, one-on-one meetings, which everybody gets to meet each other half an hour, and then move on to the next meeting. And they choose who they're going to meet with. We have a scheduler for that, and I kind of call it speed dating for the freight business. We've held meetings for these guys all around the world already. We've had them in Myanmar, Bangkok, Dubai, Cape Town, and then later this year we're going to be in Budapest, which is the first time we've done it in Europe. It'll be in Cape Town again because that was such a great location last time. We loved it there. Next year we'll be up in Manila and also somewhere in Latin America we're trying to target. It's a great event if you want to grow your business and get cargo in your pipeline and meet a lot of new good people in the industry.
Certainly is very impressive. The whole nine yards certainly has been good to catch up with you today over there in Bangkok. And how about telling our listeners, if you would, before you go, where they can get more information about Advanced International Networks Limited online?
Well, we have several websites, but for the sake of time, I'm only going to tell you about one. And that is advancedinternational.net. One word, advancedinternational.net. And that'll pretty much lead you to the rest of our websites. Each one of our groups has its own website. That's what I mean by that. We're on Facebook at, I guess you say facebook.com/ Advanced International. And then you can find me on Twitter. And my Twitter sign is the @ and then Gary Dale Carley, all one word. That's GaryDaleCarley.
Certainly do appreciate your joining us, and we'll definitely include all that in our show notes there as folks tune into the broadcast page. Gary Dale, thanks so much for joining us here on Enterprise Radio. Have a great rest of the evening.
Thank you very much, Mr. Eric Dye. It has been a pleasure and fun.
It certainly has, and wish you all the best. We've been speaking with Gary Dale Carley, Managing Director of Advanced International Networks Limited, who operates business-to-business networks for logistics companies and puts on specialty events for the international independent freight forwarding and logistics industry. And once again, the website of reference is advancedinternational.net. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again,
thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.